还是来读一些圣经。
那这个是 Bible passages。
啊，有一些我上次交通的时候已经跟大家读过了。
Some we have read last time。
啊，我们还是再来读一下。
啊 ，but we'll read them again。
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter six。
马太福音第六章第二十四节。
Verse 24。
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，就是啊，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse
1. 十二章第一节。
Romans
我希望我们在座弟兄姊妹都会背这一节。
I really hope that brothers and sisters can memorize this verse.
第一、第二节能够成为我们常常的一个劝勉与与提醒。
Verses 1 and 2, that it will be our encouragement and also our reminder.
第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy 1.
提摩太前书第一章第十二节。
Verse 12.
我感谢那给我力量的，我们的主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful.Putting me into the ministry.
提摩太后书第二章第二节。
Second Timothy 2:2.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men.Who shall be able to teach others also?
啊，我们再回头看一下《哥林多前书》第九章。
And then, First Corinthians chapter 9.
第九章第二十三节。
Verse 23.
哥林多前书九章二十三节。
First Corinthians 9:23.
凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得。福音的好处。
And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you.
还是哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
第五十八节。
Verse 58.
十五章第五十八节。
First Corinthians 15.58.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work for the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
啊，对你的后书第六章。
Second Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章第一节。
Verse 1.
我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。
We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain.
我们最后再读一处哈，路加福音第十章。
And then lastly, Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章第二节。
10:2.
就对他们说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Therefore said he unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest.
我要继续我上次跟弟兄姊妹的交通。
I'm going to continue my sharing from last time.
我上次跟大家交通到生命与侍奉。
I fellowship about life and service.
神要我们每个人都侍奉他的。
God wants every one of us to serve him.
神救以色列百姓出埃及就是要所有人来侍奉他。
He saved the Israelites out of Egypt to serve him.
我们要侍奉他，我们的生命必须够得上。
And then to serve him, our life should measure up.
所以第一个我们要知道，我们今天蒙恩的就不是只是为了上天堂。
So first, today we're saved not to go to heaven.
很多人以为我信主就是为了上天堂，说我一天拖一天，啊，慢慢来，不急。
So many people think that my goal is to get to heaven, so there's no hurry.
我们真的认识到我信主是为了侍奉他。
But if we realize that when I believe it is for serving him,
主救我们是有个目的，为了侍奉他的。
And the Lord saved us with a goal, and that is to serve him.
刚才我们读的马太福音第六章。
We read Matthew chapter 6.
他说你要侍奉主，你就要专一。
It says that if you want to serve the Lord,You have to be single-minded.
我们今天来到主的面前，我们好像来到主面前跟其他东西是这个叫什么平均分配的。
Today, when we come before the Lord, we're just treating it as an, as the same level as others.
如果有三件事，三分之一读书，三分之一我做什么，三分之一侍奉神。
So let's say you have three things. You divide it up equally. One-third I serve the Lord, one-third I'm studying, one-third doing another.
如果我们更多的话，我们就是把它切开。如果只有礼拜六、礼拜天、礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天来到神面前，其他是我的时间。
Or we say, maybe Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I come before the Lord. The rest is my own time.
主在这里对门徒说。
Here the Lord is saying to the disciples.
你们要侍奉我的话。
If you want to serve me,
只有一个。
There's only one.
你要专一的侍奉我。
You have to be single-minded in serving me.
没错，这里他举了两件事。他说，如果你要侍奉钱，你就不可能侍奉我。
Here it mentions two things. If you want to serve money, you cannot serve.
我们的主知道钱今天对世界上的人，就算你信主了，蒙恩得救了，这个影响有多大。
The Lord knows that money has a great influence in everyone's life.
如果钱这个东西在你心中没拿走的话，你根本不可能侍奉主的。
If this thing with regard to money is not taken out of you, you cannot serve the Lord.
我要钱的原因，其实主要的，我要生活好。
The reason why you want money is because you want to have a comfortable life.
我一些朋友跟他们谈的时候，他说我有欲望就错嘛。
But I have talked to friends and he says, if I have desires, is that wrong?
没有欲望，世界不会进步，那世界以后都是什么抬轿子走路了，这个不再坐车了。
If people do not have greater desire, then there's no progress.
但是主知道一件事情，当我们这些欲望，我们抓住这个欲望，我们就越来越离开主。
But the Lord knows that if we grab onto these desires,then we will be going farther and farther away from him.
圣灵从来没有应许过给我们在地上过一个享受的生活。
In the Bible, it never promised us that you will have a very, a good life here on earth.
我这个哈，我们想要过好的生活。
We want to have a good life.
所以我们来美国嘛，对不对？
That's why we come here to the
U.S. 美丽的国家。
Because this is a beautiful
place. 美好的国家。
A beautiful place.
我们能够追求好的生活，哎，在美国有机会。
We can pursue a beautiful life.
我们想要留下来。
And we want to stay here.
然后开始越住越大的房子。
And then we live in bigger and bigger houses.
我遇到一个 realtor 中文叫什么？搞房地产的。
I met a realtor.
他说啊，应该在美国每七年搬一次家。
He said that you have to move every 7 years.
他说你这个就是一直进步嘛，一直搬，越搬越大，就七年就搬一次。
Because you know this is progress for you. So
我想今天对学生来讲，这么多东西搬家也很累。
I guess for you, students, you have a lot of stuff. It's hard to move.
到他已经有房子住了七年，我看搬不动。
Maybe in when you live in one place in 7 years, you cannot move those stuff.
我发现了他，我有时候在想，七年，我现在发现我搬家已经超过七年，我该搬家了又。
Oh, so now I've lived in my house 7 years. Maybe it's time for me to.
你发现他们的想法就我每一直要往去，想往要好的走。
Of course, you want to go get the best.
我问你，你没有钱，你怎么做这件事
？Now, if you don't have money, can you achieve that?
我们整天跟旁边的人比，我们就要追上他们生活的水准。
If we compare ourselves with others, we want to have their lifestyle.
我跟你讲。你不会里面有安息。
That way, you will not have peace and rest in you.
主只应许我们有安息，没应许我们去追求这些东西。
The Lord, He promised us rest, but He does not promise us to gain all those things.
我们都知道哈，讲到钱，圣经用了很多的篇幅讲这件事。
We know that the Bible used a lot of passages to talk about.
因为这个不只影响世人，也影响神的儿女。
Because it not only affects worldly people, but also believers.
神今天的态度要我们是知足。
The attitude He wants us to have is to be contented.
第二个，认定一切是他供应的。
And then the second thing is to realize that everything comes from Him.
不，我们今天说，哦，我努力来的。
Maybe you think, oh no, I strive and that's why.
我打拼来的。
It's because I've given up everything to do this.
但是弟兄姊妹，记住，我们今天有的一切是他给。
But you remember, everything that you have is from
Him. 圣经有一句话说，我们得获财的能力是他赐的。
Even your ability to earn money is from Him.
他收掉你的手脚或者怎么样，你就不用做事。
If He take away like your hands or feet, then you can't do anything anymore.
所以我们必须在地上从一开始信主的时候学习过凭信心的生活。
So once you believe, you need to live a life of faith.
我们打工的人都一样，要过凭信心的生活。
And all of us, even who are working, have to live by faith.
你记得亚伯拉罕
？You remember Abraham?
他去打仗，他去他的侄儿罗德打仗，输了被掳走了。
Lot was taken away in a battle.
他有318个壮丁，他的仆人可以把四个王打下来。
And then and Abraham with 318 people was able to win a battle.
他救回了五个王跟五个王的国民。
He saved the five kings and their people.
也把他们的财产都拿回来。
And took away all their riches too.
Take it back.
Take it back to them to himself for himself.
然后呢，所罗门王说什么呢？他说：“我把我的所有财产都给亚伯拉罕。”人民归我就好。
And then the king of Sodom said, I give you all the riches. You just give me back the people.
亚伯拉罕怎么说
？And how did Abraham respond?
我知道我最早我在你二十几岁读这一节圣经的时候就非常摸到我的心。
When I was in my 20s, I was very touched with this verse.
他说你一根鞋带我也不要。
He said, even a shoelace, I'm not going to.
免得有一天我真的富了，你说是你帮我的。
Because I don't want it to be that one day if I really become rich.
我要我如果有一天我真的富了，我要知道完全是主供应我。
I want it to be like if I'm rich, it's because of the Lord.
我不要有人手在当中帮过我。
I don't want the help of man.
所以你在亚伯拉罕后来献以撒的事情，献他儿子的事情，他学了一个工作之后。在耶和华的山上必有预备。
And that's why when he offered up Isaac, Abraham know that the Lord will provide.
如果我们能够抓住这个，主必有预备，主真的打进我们的心的，你我就有机会，我们真的愿意过信心的生活。
If truly we know the Lord will provide, then we can live a life of faith.
我讲一点我一点的故事。
I'm gonna talk about my.
可能很多人都听过了。
Maybe you have heard of this.
这个，当我上开始打工的时候
，When I started working，
我会自己讲过，当然我跟你们讲过，我就说也不富也不穷。
Of course, I told you I don't want to be rich nor poor.
这个是我跟主的一个心愿。
This is my heart's desire.
世界上的人没有人知道。
Nobody knows about this.
直到后来我讲。
It's only after I said it that people knew about it.
但是有一件事是我那时候有个心态，就是说我绝对不跟老板要求加薪。
But I said to myself, I'm never going to ask for a raise.
我要试试看，我是需要我的主不知道吗？
I want to see, well, if I have need, would not my Lord know about it?
就当我跟徐瑞结婚的时候。
So when I get married to Sherry,
我说呢，我这个没什么钱。
I said to her, I don't have much money.
这个银行户口给她看一看，的确不是很多。
I show her my bank account, and surely it's not much.
但是呢，我们生活应该可以的。
But it's enough to live.
对一般人的那时候的标准那不行了，因为打工打了几年还这么多钱啊。
Maybe for a lot of people, yeah, work for so many years and that's all you have.
当我们生老大的时候。
So when we had Samuel,
这个我们有一天看看这个尿片啊，这个用每个月钱都用光了。
Oh, we realized we spent all our money.
但是我们就觉得还够用
，But it's still enough。
我还可以买这个，可以换的，不用买，不用用布，没有自己洗的，还不叫做的。
We can even still afford the disposable one。
我说我们还是很笑的，就是说主，你还可以给我们这样过。
And so we said, Lord, you still be able to provide us to live like this。
你要知道，我们公司是一直在裁员的。
And you know, our company at that point was always laying off people.
不止在 point, 是 always 都在裁员。
Well, ever since.
所以我说既然我有信心，说不富也不穷，那神就是给我也不富了，可以感谢你。
So since this is my desire before the Lord that I'm not going to be rich nor poor, thank
the Lord for that. 有人问我祷告是什么？
People ask me what is
prayer? 祷告就是求主给我什么，我要什么，求主给。
Is prayers I just asking and asking from the Lord?
我说如果你这个祷告跟其他宗教有什么差别
？If this is your prayer, what's the difference?
你就是求他们的教主或者谁就给你东西。
Because other religion also asks from their head.
如果我们的神跟他们这个神也一样的话，那我们的神就是你的仆人。
If our God is like that, then our God is actually a servant.
阿拉丁里面最好的精灵
，because like the genie in Aladdin，
有求必应。
Whenever he asks, the genie will give。
我们今天向主祷告来说，主，如果这是你的心意，求你成就。
When we pray, we say, Lord, if this is your will, then you accomplish it。
主耶稣教门徒的祷告什么？愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That's why.When the Lord teach the disciple how to pray, he said, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
乃是说主，我今天愿意你的心意成就在我身上。
It is that, Lord, I want your will to be accomplished in me.
但是呢，我还有一些心愿，我也告诉你。
But I have other things, can I tell you that?
如果我的心愿是跟你的旨意吻合的话，求你答应。
If what I want is in accordance with your will, then you can ask.
这个是我们祷告的心态。
So this should be our.
如果我的心愿跟你求主，你不需要答应。不要答应不是不需要，不要答应。
But if what I want is not according to your will, you do not have to give me what I want.
所以啊，我跟主祷告，我说主，能够加薪也好。
So I said to the Lord, if I can have a raise, that would be good.
这个总是还要，那不可以刚刚够。
It's better if it's just not.Just barely enough.
Samuel 是四月生的。
So Samuel was born in April.
七月份老板来找我。
And in July, my boss came to see me.
老板跟我说，他说，我们这个决定要留你在公司，他怕我走。
And so the boss said, we want to keep you in the company.
如果能够读懂我的心的话，我哪敢走？
If he only realized my heart, I don't even dare to leave.
因为对我来讲，主带我进去，除非主带我走，哪敢走
？Because the Lord led me there, so how would I dare?
这句话我不会跟老板讲。
Of course, I didn't tell him that.
这是我跟主的事情。
Because this is my business with the Lord.
但他说我们不想你走。
And the boss says we don't want you to leave.
我说神，你跟他讲话了。
And I said, Oh Lord, you talk to my boss.
然后呢，他讲第二个。
And then he said the second thing.
他说在他下面这么多员工，两个人薪水最低的你是其中一个。
So the two with the lowest salary and you're one of them.
他说我们要留你，总要做点事嘛。他说他就一提就加10%。
And he raised, gave a raise of 10%.
我回家就跟Sherry说。
And when I went home, I told Sherry.
我说谁是最大老板？天上的。
Then who is the big boss?
It's 要加薪的话，告诉他。
If you want a raise, you just tell him.
他会告诉人事部要加薪。
Of course, he can tell people.
他会告诉老板要加薪。
He will tell the boss to give you a raise.
到那年年底。
At the end of that year.
老板又找我。
The boss looked for me again.
他说你生了一个儿子。
He said, "Oh, you have a newborn."
我说是啊。
I said yes.
我每一年底我们都有一笔钱。
Said at the end of the year we have a sum of money.
我们决定给两个人，一个是你。
And we want to give two people and one of them is you.
通常我们说这个是 bonus.
Usually we call this bonus.
但是他说我把这个 bonus 成为你的底，就是你的底薪，以后加薪从这里开始。
And said, but I'm making this bonus as your base salary.
那一年加了19%。
So that year I had the 19%.
我说跟主讲。
And I said, oh, to tell the Lord.
两年后我生老二。
So, 2 years later, I had my second.
年底老板又找我。
And then at the end of the year,
他说你又生一个儿子吧。
He said, oh, you had another child.
我说呀。
And said, yes.
他说我又有一些 bonus 的钱，也是两个人其中一个是你。
And again, there's a sum of money, two people were going to give one.
给了我那笔钱之后，他说底薪也从这里开始。
And then again, this becomes your base salary.
我跟你讲，那三年我加了很多，比谁都加得多。
And in those 3 years,I really had a very big raise, bigger than others.
他就不做老板了。
And then after that, he just didn't want to be a boss.
我跟你讲，我们真的平心生活来看主的作为，每天都是 excitement.
If we live by faith, every day is
excitement. 这个老板来就是为了替我加薪的。
So that boss came just to.
因为他来了没多久，我就生孩子嘛。
Because after she came.I had this my two kids.
对啊，没多久，这个再一个做了我5-6年的老板，他走，他早就不做。
After 5-6 years, she left.
是我常常跟学姐说，我这么几个老板，主的每一个 period 每一个时间是特别找那个老板来给我学功课。
So each and one of those boss are for me to learn something.
所以弟兄姊妹。我们愿意过信心的生活，在每个不管你在什么的场合里面都能够学会。
If you want to live by faith, no matter what your circumstance, you can learn.
并且是非常，哎呀，我不讲兴奋了，可是没有兴奋了，不 excited， 这个是我从真的不会翻，张弟兄也不会翻，所以没问题。
OK，
这个是非常 excited 的一件事情。
So that's a very exciting thing.
所以我一直跟弟兄姊妹讲。马太福音第6:33，请所有弟兄们每常常能够背下来。
So memorize Matthew 6:33.
你们要先求他的果与他的义，这些东西都要加给你。
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added.
什么叫做他的果？就是他的旨意。
What is His kingdom? It's His will.
你愿意先寻求他的旨意，这个非常好。
If you want to seek His will, that's very good.
他的义是什么呢？
What's his righteousness?
我要寻求他的作为跟做法是什么。
I want to seek his ways.
所以这两个是我们要寻求的。
These are the two things we have
to do. 神啊，你的旨意是什么？你的作为是什么？这是我要寻求。
What is your will? What is your way?
我用我一生的年日里面的寻求这两个，我看看主是不是在我生活中带着我走。
If I use all my days to seek these two things, the Lord will lead me.
说这个哈，我们学习专一的要法。
So we need to learn to want him, only him.
第三个我上次提到了，我们该怎么侍奉神。
And the third thing is how do we serve him?
把自己奉献给主。
It is to consecrate yourself to him.
因为刚刚读的圣经说，我奉献就是让主在我身上工作。
Because to consecrate yourself is to let him work in your life.
我奉献给主，圣经说是理所当然的侍奉。
To consecrate yourself is acceptable and reasonable.
但一个人要给主在你身上工作的话，你必须成为门徒。
if you want the Lord to work in you, you have to be a disciple.
因为圣经从来没教导你要把人带成信徒。
Because you don't lead people to be just believers.
今天教会里面太多信徒了，但是非常少的门徒。
In the church today, there are a lot of believers, but few disciples.
教会整个的情况非常的低下。
And that's why the condition of the church is in a very low state.
但是耶稣升天的时候，他说使万人做我的门徒。
But when the Lord ascended, he said he wants people to be his disciples.
所以我们今天要看到，做门徒有代价。
Now today, we need to realize the cost of discipleship.
做信徒没什么代价。
To be a believer, there might not be cost. Everything is by grace.
门徒有代价。
But there's a cost to being a disciple.
我上次跟你们读过了，路加福音十四章，今天不读了。
So we read last time, Luke chapter 14.
这第一个，你要把你情感能够摆下。
First is to lay down your emotions.
人是有情感的一个活物。
We are emotional beings.
对吧？你还没结婚，男朋友、女朋友也是爱，父母、孩子也是爱，夫妻也是爱。
So there's love between maybe a boyfriend or girlfriend, and then there's love between parents and children.
你知道我们读了在中国大概现在七八十年前一个弟兄的故事。
So we read about a story of a brother probably 70-80 years ahead of us.
他服侍主。
He served the Lord.
然后呢他刚好他妻子生了一个小孩。
And they had a child.
大概我忘记几个月了，两个月，一个月、两个月、三个月。
Probably within 1 to 3 months old.
邻近的一个村子送个电报过来说，我们现在很多人信主，不够人服侍，你过来好不好？
And then there was a telegram from another village said there are a lot of people who just believe. We lack laborer. You better come.
他非常的挣扎。
He was struggling inside of him.
他真的愿意去帮助的。
He really wanted to go to the other village.
那我家里呢？我才刚太太刚生个孩子。
But at home, his wife just had a baby.
那有一天，他终于拿起箱子出门了。
So one day, he just took the suitcase and left.
他在门口外面走来走去，就不知道要不要去。
And then.Outside the door, he came back and forth, not knowing whether he should go.
那时候尼托森弟兄刚好要去探访他们，看到他就在门口走，他就远远看他在，他说一定有事情了。
And Brother Ni wanted to visit him and saw him walking back and forth, saying there must be something going on.
后来发现他头也不回就走了。
But then later found that he didn't even look back and went.
当然我们弟兄就是看家里哦，太太刚生孩子，就很多姊妹们来帮忙照顾他们的家。
And of course, a lot of sisters came to help this household.
我们弟兄都不知道了，他已经走了。
The brother, he left, he didn't know what was going on.
等到那边不是情况可以，他回来的时候，我们弟兄，你弟兄就问他，你那天跟主的故事是什么？
So after he came back, Brother Ni asked this brother and said, "What is the story between you and the Lord that day?" When
他说我实在放不下我的姊妹、孩子跟我的家。
He said that I really had a hard time leaving my baby and my wife.
当我一直在那里挣扎的时候，主给了我一句话。
But that day when I was struggling, the Lord gave me a word.
他说手扶着犁往后看的，不配进天国。
And he said that.The one who hold on to the plow and look back is not worthy to be in the kingdom.
扶着犁是往前走的，怎么往后看？
Because when you walk with your hand on the plow, you have to face forward, not back.
这句话一进来，我就把我的妻子、孩子、我的家交给主。
And then, so when the word of the Lord came, he just committed his family to the Lord and go forward.
让他回来知道他走了太太跟孩子比他再照顾得更好。
And he realized that actually this wife and the baby was taken care of better than if he were around.
我们是来打算的人。
We always like to come.
我要出门。
to think about all what's going on.
每个人都打，我要出门，你们来照顾我太太。打一个电话，放心的走。
Maybe we tell a lot of people that we're leaving, you better take care of my family for me.
但是我们发现主的作为是，我们跟主 deal with it， 跟主对解决是父真理所摆下的。
But the Lord will deal with you, and then He'll take care of what you have laid down for Him.
第二个，我们正大观圣经里面讲的背十字架跟从主。
And then we have another verse talking about bearing the cross.
我们要知道十字架永远是一个分界线。
We have to know that the cross is always a dividing line.
十字架不是随便临到我们身上。
The cross does not come to us carelessly.
十字架乃是要把我们肉体、天然这些东西能够分出来。
The cross is to divide the natural, the fleshly.
十字架可能会把我们带到死亡的路，但是主要给我们经历什么叫复活。
The cross will bring us to death, but it also takes us to the resurrected life.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要成为门徒，你记住，我们所有的环境都在他手中。
If you want to be a disciple, you need to remember all your circumstances are in His hands.
是神兴起这些环境。
It is God who raised the circumstances.
这些环境呢，是要对付我们这个己。
And the circumstances is to break down the self.
对付我们这个肉体。
To deal with the flesh.
对付我们的天然。
To deal with the natural.
给我们发现一件事情，说我靠着自己，我是一无所得。
Once to make us realize that if we depend on self, there's nothing.
我靠着自己，我只有一败涂地。
If we depend on ourselves, we will totally fail.
最终我们真的看见的话，我愿意降服在主的面前，顺服他。
And if we truly see this, we will yield ourselves and surrender to the Lord.
你就发现主的生命就带下来。
And then you will discover that His life is in us.
但是你要知道，能够走到这个是不容易，是非常的。
But to walk to this way is not easy.
但是你发现在属灵的路上要往前，是常常把我们带到绝路的。
But in this spiritual way, the Lord always leads us to a dead end.
我们才会来降服给他。
So that we will surrender to Him.
你看彼得打鱼打了一个晚上，没打到鱼。
Like Peter, he was fishing the whole night but didn't catch any.
记住，他是 professional 啊，他是在那个行业上的 professional， 是专业人士。
Just remember, he was a professional fisherman.
啊，晚上打鱼，最好的打鱼，打到天亮都没打到一条鱼。
From night till daybreak, he didn't catch any.
用最好的时间打鱼的。
He used the best time to fish but didn't catch any.
耶稣说，先开出去，下网打鱼吧。
But the Lord said, oh now, you drop your net there.
我问你们，你如果是彼得，你听吗？
Now, if you're Peter, are you going to listen?
如果你还一直打到鱼，你就说不用了，不用，我很累了，这个网都洗干净了，打了这些可以了，不用了。
Maybe you said, this is already enough, I've already cleaned my net.
但是因为他一个晚上没打到鱼。
But because he didn't catch any for a night.
我想想看，这个是什么？老师告诉我怎么打鱼，你打过鱼吗？
Now the teacher tells me how to fish. Have he ever fished himself?
所以你看圣经怎么讲？他说，但我就听你的话，打吧。
And so the Bible said Peter said that okay, I'm gonna listen to you.
这个拉起来两只船装满两只船的鱼。
And how much fish they caught is two boats.
你发现他认为不可能的，他顺服了，主做给他看不可能的，可以的。
What he feels is impossible, the Lord showed him is possible with the Lord.
亚伯拉罕。
Same with Abraham.
老了还没老的时候，我给你个孩子。
Well, when he's not that old yet, the Lord promised him a son.
一年等一年都没有。
But year after year, there was none.
只有越来越老。
And he grew older and older.
可能啊。
Is this possible?
啊，说太太建议。
So, Sarah, the wife,
我们都很喜欢建议的。
We like to get suggestions.
我们最多 idea 的。
And a lot of ideas.
太太说，那用我侄女的就给你做测试，你生个孩子就是了。
And she said, well, you can use my maid, you know, and she will give me a child.
生了以实玛利。
And then Ishmael was born.
用人的方法生的。
This is using man's way to have a child.
今天，那时候以实玛利跟以撒两个人在争。
At that time, Ishmael and Isaac were struggling with each other.
争到今天也还在争。
Even till today, they're still struggling with each other.
今天世界所有的政局就是亚伯兰家里的事。
All the worldly affair is because of Abraham's
family. 亚伯拉罕那天不搞这个事情的话，今天我们真的平安多了。
If Abraham didn't do this thing, today we'll be more peaceful.
所以你发现不要小看一个家的事可以影响很大。
So don't belittle something that happens in your household. It can have great effect.
所以神在这里要给亚伯兰看到，你用人工的方法，我不喜悦。
And so the Lord showed Abraham, if you use man's way, I'm not pleased.
我们来看摩西。
Now we look at Moses.
摩西其实对主，他有心要服侍主。
Moses is a heart to serve the Lord.
他虽然住在埃及，虽然是王宫里面长大，虽然是法老的儿子。
He grew up in the palace of Egypt and was like a son to Pharaoh.
但是神奇妙的安排，他自己的母亲成为他的养母。
But amazingly, God had his own mother be a nursemaid to him.
所以他妈妈一直告诉他，你不是埃及人啊，你是希伯来人。
So the mom most likely told him that you're not an Egyptian, you're a Hebrew.
他一长大，他就要救自己的同胞。
So when he grew up, he wanted to save the Hebrew people.
当他看到埃及人的欺负他的欺负他同胞的时候，他就一拳把他就是把他打死。
So when he saw the Egyptian harassing one of his own, he used force to kill that Egyptian.
这叫做天，他天然能力很好。
This shows us that his natural ability.
以今天来讲，他拿很多 PhD 的。
He probably has a lot of PhD.
他又是在打仗的上面，他是军长。
And he's also a general.
在建筑上面，他是很会建筑。
And he's a great architect too.
这个叫做什么？我们今天很多家庭都想把孩子弄成什么十项全能。
Many today want their kids to be good in everything.
摩西就是一个十项全能的人。
Now Moses is that kind of a person.
所以他的心里面说，我可以救我的同胞的。
Moses think in his heart, I can save my people.
没想到他打死这个埃及人。
But when he killed that Egyptian,
当法老追杀他了。
Of course, Pharaoh wants to take hold of him.
他后来看到两个希伯来人在打架的时候，他就劝他们不要打。
Then when he saw two Hebrews fighting each other, he wants to tell them not to do that.
那个欺负人的那个也反对他。
But the one who is the bad one is against Moses.
所以对摩西来讲，我两边都不讨好。
But then, so Moses, nobody appreciate him.
他只有逃命。
So he had to run away.
所以你发现了，神一定要有环境告诉我们说，只要我们来侍奉主，主不容许肉体，不容许天然在这里服侍。
So if we want to serve the Lord will let us know that he's not going to allow the flesh or natural ability.
120岁才死的。
So Moses died when he was 120.
读圣经的人都告诉我们，他一辈子一生人分成三段。
Bible reader tells us that his life is divided into three
parts. 40年
first,
他是说我可以。
First 40 years he said I can.
你知道我们没信主的，我可以。
For us who are non-believers, we say we can.
因为我说我不可以，这世界就不能成功了。
Because if we say we cannot, then there's no success.
我们的教育都说我可以。
So our education tells us that you can.
这个叫做 positive thinking 啊，这个中文也不会翻了，就是想正面的，我可以。
This is positive thinking.
但是你发现神不用这种人。
But God does not want to use this kind of person.
把他放逐在旷野里面四十年。
God put this kind of person in the wilderness for 40 years.
你知道四十年很长啊。
Now you know 40 years is a long time.
因为他太有能力了。
Why? Because he has great natural ability.
我们一般说我们大概都要十年，最少。
For us, we say maybe we need 10 years.
一般可能都要二十年。
Or maybe 20 years.
摩西太厉害了。
But Moses is so good.
所以用四十年。
God has to use 40 years.
四十年过了之后。
After 40 years.
对他来讲，我啥都不是。
Then Moses realized I'm nothing.
我都八十岁了。
I'm already 80 years old.
他写了诗篇九十篇。
He wrote Psalm 90.
他说人最多长命是七十岁，活到七十岁很好了。
He said to live up to 70 is already
there. 长一点活到八十岁。
Maybe those who live longer up to 80.
他八十岁了。
And he was 80.
我还有什么用？
Am I still useful?
我啥用都没有。
I'm not useful.
所以对他来讲，我已经八十岁是没用的人。
So he sees himself as useless.
一个没用的一个老人。
A useless old man.
当他说我不能的时候。
But when he says he cannot.
神来找他。
Then God meets him.
神说我现在要用。那他怎么说？我又不会讲话。
God wants to say I want to use you, and he said, "Oh, I cannot even speak."
当然，他四十年对羊讲话，他就不懂得对人讲话。
For 40 years, he only talked to sheep, and so he cannot talk to men now.
他终于被神打响。
So.He was dealt with completely by the Lord.
就到他出来服侍神后面四十年的时候。
So in the last 40 years when he served,
神还用他以前学到的东西。
The Lord can still use what he had learned before.
他不敢再靠他学到的东西。
But he does not want to.
他每件事都问主说：“这是你要这样做吗？”
Everything he asked the Lord.
我觉得不 make sense， 但是我还是听你的话做的。
Even if it doesn't make sense, he still listened to the Lord.
抬月柜就是一个最好的例子。
Carrying of the ark is the.
中国人就抬轿。
We know that in Chinese we carry the
carriage.
Carriage.
你一般人把读物理的把两个棍子摆在中间，你说里面的人才会咬啊。
Okay, when you are raising up something, you put that pole in the middle.
神告诉我是说，把两个棍子摆在抬月柜的柜子最底部。
But for the ark, the pole that you carry it with is put on the bottom.
哇，你想想看，四个人抬，这个稍微动一动，那东西往这边摇，动一动往那边摇，怎么会摆下面？
So if there are four people carrying it, if you're not stable, immediately it's gonna fall.
摩西没讲话，照做。
But Moses did not question; he just followed the instruction.
我们都问神，你没有弄错了。
For us, we ask the Lord, "Are you mistaken?"
摩西不敢再相信自己，神怎么讲，我就怎么做。
But Moses didn't want to believe in himself anymore.
你要知道，祭司抬月柜要多小心啊。
You realize.How careful the priest has to be.
当他们要过这个这么大的约旦河，这么多有浪的这个河，这个过去，他就有个四个祭司就走下去。
And then to cross the Jordan, and there's even wave on that river, the four priests has to.
一方面忠心，一方面谨慎的走下去。
They have to be faithful, but they have also to be very fearful.
所以我们要知道。我们今天神为什么要给我们经过我们不能这段时间，乃是给我们真正能够被主用。
That's why the Lord has to let us go through a period of knowing we cannot, so He can use us.
主，所以我们要愿意在主的手中能够被主对付。
If we're willing to be dealt with by the Lord's hand.
我第三个讲到撇下一切。
The third is to lay down everything.
我们来看一节圣经，路加福音第十八章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 18.
路加福音第十八章第二十九节。
Chapter 18:29.
要知道，彼得在问了，我们都撇下一切了，我们会经历什么呢
？Peter is asking, "We have left everything. What can we have?"
二十九节主说啊。我实在告诉你们，人为神的果撇下房屋或者妻子、弟兄、父母、儿女，没三十节，没有在今生不得百倍，在来生不得永生的。
And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that had left house or parents or brethren or wife or children or the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come life everlasting.
要知道这里讲的今生与、今世与来世。
Here it talks about the present time and, then the, age to come.
要知道我们今天、今世、来世跟永世。
We have 今世。
今世 no.
We have present time and then we have 永世。来世。
来世。
Okay. We have the coming age and then we have the eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须知道，我们有三段路，三段时间。
So there are three periods of time.
所以这里他跟我们讲到今世，我们很清楚，直接讲到来世。
Present time is very clear to us, but the age to come is.
所以我们在这里，我们要知道一件事情，我们讲这一段话的，基本上告诉我们说，你还是要是寻求他的国与他的义。
Basically, it's still the same thing that you need to be seeking His kingdom and His righteousness.
英文讲得很好 His kingdom, 他的国度
In the English, it says His kingdom.
愿意许可的话，愿意的话，我会继续跟大家交通到神的国度
I can share more about the Lord's kingdom.
但是这里讲到，你真的先寻求他的国，神把百倍的加给你
But if you really seek His kingdom,He will give you hundredfold.
千万不要用交换的哈。
But this is not an exchange.
是那我今天去聚会了，百倍在哪里？
Maybe you're saying today I've come to the meeting. Where's the hundredfold?
是那我今天读了一个小时圣经，那你说百倍啊？我等了等一个礼拜也没百倍啊。
I've read an hour of the Bible, and where's the hundredfold?
那好了，神打了个折扣，五倍好不好？也没有。
Now how about fivefold? Where is it?
我弟兄姊妹不是这种心态的。
This is the wrong attitude.
我们的心是神在查看的。
Our heart is being examined.
你真的专一要主的主坐在你身上。
If you really want the Lord will do it in you.
我刚刚已经讲了，奉献就是让主坐在我们身上。
Now, to be consecrated is to let God work in you.
神是看重我们这个人被主得着，过于我们做很多的事。
The Lord values it more that He gain us.Rather than we do a lot of things.
我把倪弟兄讲过的 一些话、跟弟兄姊妹交通。
I want to share what Brother Ni said.
他是侍奉的人。
For a person who serves God.、
对于一个侍奉的人。
To a person who serves God.
神注重我们所是的，过于我们所做的。
He cares about who we are than what we've done.
你是什么？
Who are you?
过于你做了什么？
More than what you have done.
这侍奉的内容呢
The、substance of service.
真实的工作乃是生命的流出
The real service is the flow of life.
是流出主的生命才能够侍奉流出自己的生命没办法侍奉
It's the outflowing of Christ's life, not your own life.
侍奉的价值
Now what is the value of service?
算得数的侍奉
The things in service that can be counted
乃是基督在我们身上的流出
It is Christ being flowed out from us
侍奉的方法
Now what is the method of service?
就是把自己献给神
The method of service is to give up yourself wholly to the Lord
我们总要认定我不是为神能够做多少事
It is not that I can do things for him
乃是让神在我身上
But it's to let him work in me.
凡不让神在你身上工作
If you're not willing to let God work in you,
就不能做神的工作
then you cannot do his work.
我希望弟兄姊妹记得住这些话
I hope you can remember this word.
因为这条路就是我们今天在地上侍奉他们
Because this is the way of service.
十字架在我们身上那是要除去我们的肉体
Now the cross in us is to Cut away the flesh.
除去我们的体。
Take away the self.
除去我们用天然的来到主的面前。
And then to take away the natural abilities or anything natural in us.
所以我们怎么侍奉主？第一个，我们奉献自己。
So the first thing is to consecrate ourselves.
第二个。
And then second.
我们要学习势力在他的面前。
It is to look to him.
我们今天唱了这首诗歌说亲近主。
We sang the song near to him, near to God.
我们在势力在他面前第一个我们要来亲近他。
when we want to be present before Him, we need to come close to Him.
我们要很感谢主，我们今天可以亲近他。
We need to be very thankful that we can come near to Him.
旧约的百姓不敢来亲近他。
In the Old Testament, the people don't dare.
因为来就被击杀。
Because when they come close, they'll die.
因为谁说我是圣洁的，你们怎么可以过？
Because God said, I'm holy. You cannot come near me.
但是我们今天在主的宝血底下，我们可以来。
But today, under the blood, we can come before Him.
雅各书告诉我们说，只要我们肯亲近他，他就亲近我们。
If we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us.
第二个。
Second.
不住的祷告。
Pray unceasingly.
常常找机会跟主讲。
Look for opportunity to talk to Him.
今天对弟兄姊妹来讲，祷告比读圣经还难。
Today, for brothers and sisters, praying seems to be harder than reading the Bible.
读圣经还有白纸黑字摆在你面前。
Because reading the Bible, there's words before you.
祷告眼睛一闭，空掉。
But when you pray and when you close your eyes, it's your thing inside is empty.
我们总要学习到主面前做一个祷告。
We need to come before the Lord to be a man of prayer.
第三个。
And third,
我们能够做一个能够常见主面的人。
We need to be one who see Him often.
今天我们的确能够常来到主面前来见他。
Today we can come before Him often.
马太福音主耶稣登山宝训里面说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
In Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon of the Mount is that the pure in heart, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
我们只要心在主面前是单纯的，我们都能够遇见主。
If we have a pure heart, then we can meet Him.
你看玛利亚。
You see Mary.
她懂得安坐在主的脚前。
She knows how to sit before the Lord.
马大忙得不得了。
But Martha is very busy.
神没有说你就，主没有说你就不要忙。
The Lord does not say that you should not be busy.
他是说你事多，你心里就忙乱。
But he said that when you have a lot of things on your hand, your heart is troubled.
我们今天可以很多事，但心里面不要乱。
It is possible for us to have a lot of things before us, but our heart is not troubled.
为什么我们会乱？
Why is our heart troubled?
因为我们的心对神不单纯。
Because our heart is not single toward Him.
我们的心乱。
That's why our heart is troubled.
马大第一次要表现在主的面前。
Martha was kind of performing.
她做做做就彼此称赞，主又没称赞她，称赞她妹妹去了。
She wanted the Lord to praise her, but the Lord praised Mary.
心不对。
Her heart is not right.
以后主耶稣又在他家，他们又请客了。
Then again, the Lord was in her house.
再没提过马大心里忙乱。
But it does not talk about her heart.
还在很忙的做事，心里没有乱。
Even though she was still busy, but her heart is no longer troubled.
所以第二个要懂得侍立在主的面前。
That's why we need to know how to sit before the Lord.
第三个。
And then, thirdly,
我们要在主面前有个忠心的态度。
We need to have a faithful heart.
今天神今天要得着人，是要我们在他面前是忠心的。
Today, when He gained us, He wants us to be faithful.
那个保罗刚刚在我跟你们读的提摩太前书，他怎么说？神看我有忠心，所以派我服侍他的。
The Lord sees that I'm faithful and gives me this ministry.
我们不忠心，神不托我们的。
If we're not faithful, God will not give us anything.
所以到了提摩太后书，保罗就对提摩太说。
And that's why Paul told Timothy.
你要交托哪有忠心的人。
You need to commit to those faithful ones.
我们真的要在主面前侍奉的话，我们要做一个忠心的。
If we want to serve the Lord, we need to be faithful.
你在圣经里面看到许多地方都谈到忠心的事。
Bible talks a lot about being faithful.
因为神没有要我们做一个懒惰的人。
Because God does not want us to be slothful.
在提摩太后书第二章，我们看一下。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章第二十节。
verse 20.
他这个哈、啊、讲到这大户人家有金器银器，有木器瓦器。
Here it talks about different types of vessels: gold and silver, wood and earth.
大户人家，大的家庭。
In this great house.
这个大户人家就是讲到今天教会成为一个大户的人家。
In this great house talks about the church today.
在教会里面有金的，有银的，有木的，有瓦的。
In the church, there's gold, there's silver, wood and earth.
提摩太后书二章二十节。
2 Timothy 2:20.
他说有贵重的，有卑贱的。
There's some that are with honor and some without.
金的、银的是贵重的。
The gold and silver are with honor.
木的、瓦的是卑贱的。
And the earth, the wood, they're with dishonor.
所以他这里说你要脱离卑贱。
That's why we want to leave behind the dishonorable ones.
成为贵重的。
But to become the ones with honor.
他要我们在这里怎么说？他说二十一节说你要自洁。
It says to purge himself.
就能脱离卑贱的事，就能够成为贵重的器。
And then you shall be a vessel of honor.
所以我们今天哈、啊，神在寻找一般是能够为着他的见证忠心的人。
The Lord is looking for a group that can be his testimony.
Faithful to his testimony.
Who can be faithful to his testimony?
他也找着一批的人是能够为着他的目的能够忠心的。
And then faithful to his purpose.
我们今天在神的家中。
Today we're in his house.
我们要做贵重的器。
We need to be vessel of honor.
最后一点。
Lastly.
我刚刚跟大家看到路加福音这个讲到神要。这个我最后一点还是我们要多多的来侍奉主。
In the book of Luke, it says that we need to serve him.
那第十章第二节，我刚刚讲，求主打发工人去收庄稼。
That he will send laborers for the harvest.
那更多前书第十五章他说什么？他说常常竭力多做主工。
And that in the First Corinthians it talks about we need to do God's work.
神要我们多多的为他摆上我们自己。
We need to give him ourselves.
更多后书第六章第一节，我们刚刚也读过了。
First Corinthians 6.
Second Corinthians.
Second Corinthians 6.
他说、啊、我们与神同工的，不可以徒受他的恩典。第一节。
It says that the workers together with him, you receive not the grace of God in vain.
主要是 in vain, 我们不能够徒受主的恩典。
We cannot receive His grace in vain.
我们不可以说我今天信主了，反正呢，我信主了，我也不想侍奉主，我还是过我的生活。
We cannot say, okay, today we have His grace, we're not going to do anything.
所有弟兄交通了，我们都好像等着被抬轿子抬到天堂去了。
Brother said, many of us are waiting to be carried into heaven.
我们今天说等候主回来。
Today we talk about waiting for the Lord.
我们还是要忠心的多做主工。
We need to be faithful to be His laborers.
因为我们主今天在找工人，在找人为他工作。
Because the Lord is looking for people to be His laborer.
他说：“你这样劳苦的，这个在主里面不是突然的。
Those who labor, it's not just by accident.
两次讲了两个突然，因为。
To be a laborer is not to be in vain.
啊，第一个我们讲到，你徒受恩典，给你恩典你不做事，你是浪费掉的。
If God gives you His grace, but you don't work.
但是另外一个乃是说我真的为主摆上我自己绝对不会 in vain 绝对不会突然
But for us if we give ourselves to the Lord it will not be in vain
弟兄姊妹我们在讲到恩典弟兄们一直讲一件事我们在在恩典中有当尽的责任
We have our responsibility in grace
没错是恩典
No doubt, it is grace.
但是我们是有责任的。
But we have our responsibility.
记得主给我们这个是五千两啊，两千两，一千两这个恩赐。
Remember the 5,000, the 2,000.
My talent.
哦，五千两，你说五千。
英文是 five.
哦 ，five talent. Five talent, two talent,
这个跟中文是有差的哈。中文是这五千两，英文只有一个 talent， 这个是这个。神就给我们的。
Well, God gave us.
但是那是给一千的。
But for the one talent.
他说我只有一千。哎呀，你们五千两千的去做。
He said, "Well, I only one talent. Those who have five or two, you guys."
我们不用做了。
我满愿做不出什么事情来 ，because I can't accomplish anything.
主回来的，我原装的交给他。
So I'm just gonna give him back what he gave.
你看圣经怎么讲这些人
？Now how did the Bible talk about this?
他说你又懒又恶。
You are evil and slothful servant.
对于其他的说你们有忠心的。
But to the rest it says you're faithful one.
所以我们今天知道主的呼召要我们都服侍他。
And so today God calls us.
范畴可以不同。
The
这个要服侍的情况可以不同。
The circumstance we're serving can be very different.
有大有小。
Or it could be big or small.
可能有些比较能看得见，有些比较看不见的。
Or it could be seen or hidden.
但是神今天还是要你我要来奉献，要来侍奉他。
But He wants all of us to serve Him.
我们要问。
We have to ask.
我们有的时间，我们是怎么用的
？We have time. How do we use our time?
主在呼召人说：“你多做主工，必不徒然的。”
And God says, "If you work more, it's not going to be in vain."
我们怎么用我们的时间呢
？How are we going to use our time?
我们刚读了一节圣经，在更多前书第九章二十三节说
，First Corinthians chapter 9.
他说凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故九章二十三节
It's 9:23 And this I do for the gospel's sake
他说我所行的是为福音的缘故
All I do is for the gospel's sake
好了我们再说大部分除了你退休了哈不是的话我们除了读书工作我想大概是这两个是我们主要的
For most of us we're either working or studying
也这是我们的职责。
Because this is our place.
我们说我们在我们的职责以外，我们怎么做呢？那职责我为了养生，我是该做的。
Of course, this is what we do to earn a living. But outside of that, how should we live our life?
我们要自己问自己，我把其他的时间里面，我投资到哪里去了？
We need to ask ourselves, how are we investing our time?
我邻居投资到他的 yard.
My neighbor invests his time in the yard.
你发现他一下班回来，周末就是整天在那里。
The weekends, or after work, that's where he is.
难的哦。
It's hard work.
那我太太会去搞一搞，我就一个男，整天就泡在那里。
He's there every day.
他说那一下子把石头拿起来洗一洗就摆回去了。
We'll be washing the stones and then putting them back.
我有个同事，他的邻居呢，一到有空的时候就是洗他的车。
And then another neighbor, he will be washing his car.
把轮胎拆下来慢慢洗。
Take out the wheel and then wash the wheel.
我们就这样冲就好了，拿下来慢慢洗。
We only probably spray it, but he took it down.
我们要问你们投资的是什么呢
？So I'm going to ask you, what is your investment?
我们可能有孩子的，把整天就是照着跟着孩子转。
Maybe those of us who have kids, you just go around the kids with the kids.
我们也有可能我们有时间的，我们可以参加什么团体啊什么，我们也把精力都投进去了。
Or maybe we.Are involved in certain organization and we put.
但是圣经给了一句话，凡我所行的是为福音的缘故。
But the Bible says here, I do for the sake of the gospel.
如果我做这个事是为了神的缘故，我可以做。
If this I do for God's sake, then I can do it.
那我拆下轮胎嘛，洗一洗，有人信主，那我就洗嘛。
If I took down the wheel and wash it, and somebody can. believe in the Lord, I can do that.
可能没有。
Maybe not.
所以我们今年我们要说，我有时间，我们时间都这么多的了。
We have a lot of time.
是啊，我常常听人家 I have 48 hours. 我有 double 两倍我的时间。
Some people say I wish I had 40 hours.
Double the time I have. 48 hours. Huh? This is 40.
Maybe you think, oh, I don't need to sleep because I have a lot of things to do.
但是我们的时间都是一样多。
But we have all the same amount of time.
我们求主得着我们的心。
The Lord, may the Lord take our heart.
给我们真的看到说我愿意把我的时间摆在扩充主的国度的
That I'm willing to use my time to enlarge his kingdom.
所以你今天救了我
Today you have saved me, Lord.
但是我今天能够接触的人能够把他们带到主的面前
But may the people whom I meet be brought to you.
我能够在你的国度里面我有一点点我有点
That in your kingdom, I have some service to you.
所以我愿意这句话给弟兄姊妹啊，凡我所做的，都为着福音的缘故。
I want to give brothers and sisters this word, and this I do.
福音不是传福音叫人信。
Now, gospel does not mean just preaching the gospel.
你要知道神这个福音是够大的。
You know this gospel is very big.
神的福音是救我们的灵，救我们的魂。
The gospel is of God is to save us, save our spirit, our soul, and our body.
So, 为着福音的缘故
So, for the sake of the gospel, I live.
我感谢主，在我二十几岁的时候，我就得到这些话语。
I'm very thankful that in my 20s, I already got this word.
在我还读本科啊的时候，我已经在这里学习了。
When I was in my undergraduate time, I already learned it.
我的倾向很喜欢去参加很多团体。
I like to join many organizations.
我觉得我也能够做。
And I feel that I can do.
但是主把一个心愿摆在我里面，我就尽量跟去认识一些同学，去跟他们谈谈福音。
But I do try to know a lot of people and talk to them about the gospel.
当然，很多都是天然肉体的。
Of course, a lot of it is natural ability.
所以有些人跟我谈完之后，这个以后都不敢见我。
So many people after they talk to me don't want to see me.
这个有一个跟我查经两年了，到他结婚了，千万不要告诉 Andrew.
There's a person who had Bible study with me for 2 years, and they said.When he was getting married, said that don't tell him. But、within those time, I learned a lot.
So, 我们今天哈，我们要知道主救我们有目的。
So today we want to know that the Lord saved us for a purpose.
当然，这个是主能够开我们的眼，给我们真的有心要为主，不然的话，你也不可能。
That the Lord may open our eyes that we will be willing, otherwise it would not be possible.
所以我们今天在讲这些的东西啊，乃是说我们带到主的面前，求主帮助我们开我们的眼，给我们愿意是为他而活。
So we talk about this thing that we will bring it before the Lord, that he will make us willing.
求主给我们有这样的心智。
And that we will have this heart.
我们愿意在主手中做一个有用的人。
That we want to be somebody useful for the Lord.
我们愿意专一的来侍奉他。
And that we will serve him.
我们愿意被主在我们身上做对付的工作。
And we want to be allow the Lord to really deal with us.
求主不断的把我们眼睛打开。
And that he will continually open our eyes.
帮助我们的心被他越过越能够柔软。
That our heart would be more and more tender for him.
我们的耳朵真的能够听见主的话。
And our ears can really hear his word.
我们能够忠心的来侍奉他。
And that we will serve him faithfully.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们再一次到你的面前来。
Lord, we come before you once again.
主啊，求你给我们能够越过，越能够认识。
That we will know you more and more.
在这个认识的过程中给我们知道你的确是用永远的爱爱我们。
And through this knowing, we will know that you love us with everlasting love.
所以说我们的心真的被你摸着。
And that our heart can really be touched by you.
主啊，我们也对你有个回应，主，我们愿意今生在地上能够为你而活。
And that we will have a response that today we will live for you.
开我们的眼睛。
Please open our eyes.
给我们看到这个世代何等的邪恶。
That we will see that this age is so evil.
世界虽然看来是蛮可爱的
Even the world looks lovely
但主啊给我们看见跟着世界走最后我们是走到死亡
But let us see that if we follow the world the end is death
也给我们能够经历与看见主你比这一切都可爱
But help us to experience and see that you are way more lovely than this
我们愿意来跟随
And that we want to follow you
主啊帮助我们能够做一个真正忠心侍奉你的人
That we will be one who really, truly, faithfully.
让我们的生命能够一直被你建造。
That our life will be built up by you.
能够在你手中成为一个有用的人。
And we will be somebody useful for you in your hand.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
机会就到这。
怎么了？录了吗？我的密码是这个。